Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my darling co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. It's great to be here.
All right. Wonderful to be with all of you tonight. We have a great show, I think. Certainly lots of love. And please remember, tonight's show is live, 11/14/13.
Here we go.
And tonight's show is, you are a beloved of God, Goddess, all that is. You are known as the beloved ones, those that came to assist humanity and the planet in its evolution and shift. You came with the intent to raise the frequencies and assist each in your own unique way. Together, you are a beautiful network of energies, a complete synergy of frequencies, harmonies, and colors that hold and create something greater than you could ever do alone. Your combined song, your combined tone, is a symphony of God's love for humans in a place far more painful than it was ever meant to be. Tonight, the team will share that love with you and speak to you in your heart of the great love that is held for you. And I'm actually really excited to do this show, and they've been showing it to me all week in just beautiful ways. So, and Squirrel, you've got some astrology for us, don't you?
I do. So, let's start with Elizabeth Peru, one of my favorites. Venus is bright in the sky. I'm sure everyone's seen it out, if it's clear enough for you to go out and see how beautiful it is. And she says, Venus is strong and surprises abound. And what a terrific energy takes us into the end of the week. Have you seen how bright Venus is in our night skies, shining like a diamond and influencing us to love who we are and, in particular, our innate worth and value?
Over the next, that's good.
I know. Over the next 24 hours, Venus aspects Uranus, Chiron, and Pluto. So what does that mean for you? Well, firstly, we can expect some lovely surprises. Be open and aware to be dazzled by someone out of the blue. We are also stirred to stop thinking about what we would love to do with our lives and actually start doing it. This can mean going through the motions of what you desire to assist you in manifesting it through. For example, you've longed to travel and are frustrated in your day job, so go to the travel agent, get a quick quote, pick up some brochures, go online and research the country you wish to experience. Or go to a restaurant of the particular place, or better yet, cook your own food in style. In other words, bring the essence of your desire into fruition. And that's pretty much, Bonnie talks about that a lot, is getting into that essence of how you want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you are in a body? Sitting around just thinking will not manifest for you. It's only half the job done. You are in a physical body in order to do what you think. That is the most spiritual path you can take on earth, doing what you love, for then you become all of who you are. It's all in action, the proof, the evidence of your worth. And beautiful Venus shines at us to be like a star, a little house of activity, shining luminescence. That's you, be it today. So we also, just to keep in mind, we have a full moon in Taurus this Sunday, which is the 17th, and that happens, Jackie, for you, like it's 7:16 in the morning on Sunday.
And my moon is in Taurus, so that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, good luck sleeping. All right, so you'll be up early. Okay, I'll email you really early that day. Okay, so anyway.
Thank you.
This comes from Kathy Lynn Pagano, and she writes, we've just come through a scorpionic tsunami of energies with turning the wheel of the year at the Samhain and Halloween. Two eclipses, the fourth Pluto-Uranus square, Mercury's retrograde of Scorpio finally ending, Jupiter going retrograde in Cancer, and Neptune and Chiron turning to direct motion in Pisces. Now that the wave has gone through, you might find yourself wishing for a moment of quiet, of peace, of safety. What have you learned about yourself during this retrograde? Have you been able to retrieve a part of your shadow that wants to live again? Have you let go of personal wounds that need to die? If you've left behind your old story concerning your secret sorrows, now is the time to stop and rest before you begin your new story. There's plenty of time to get to work on it. Well, a Taurus moon is a cure for Scorpio's death rattles. And Venus has just connected. Don't you love that? Venus has just connected with Uranus and Pluto on November 14th and 15th, bringing lasting feminine values to our ongoing revolution of consciousness. Venus challenges Uranus to include the wisdom of love in his revolution, while she brings a bit of beauty and love to the Lord of the Dead. Even Pluto needs to know he's loved. If we had no death in the world, there would be no room for birth. Venus can connect us to our own deaths as part of our ongoing life. Then, I know, it's big astrology, and you know what? The big... I would imagine everybody's going through this right now. So what else was I there? This comes from Linda Hill, the Taurus full moon. With Venus conjuncting Pluto and Mercury conjuncting the moon's north node, this can be quite a transformational time and one that can see people having all kinds of breakthroughs in relationships. Realizations about love, being clear with others about their boundaries, and finding where one truly belongs. The litmus tests that are happening now include seeing and hearing the messages you are receiving and cutting through any insincerity and manipulation, appreciating those that love and respect you and affording them the same, being clear on who you want in your life and who you don't, and laying down the boundaries around your heart and home. And if you will bear with me just for another quick one, this one's from Sarah Jane Grace, and she writes, "The time has now come for us to let go of the side rails as we stand in betwixt the self and the universe. It is time to become one with all that we are in order to consciously and wholeheartedly embrace this precious and life-altering moment with clarity, vision, and strength. What happens in this moment is the most significant and important life event we could ever have. It is as it is all that we can ever have." And that's my astrology. So if anybody needs a repeat on that, please email me and I will collect it for you and email it back to you.
Yes, I would like to have it as well. Thank you.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Sharing from dear Janet, who, bless her, she's worked with us for quite a while. Just remembered that I needed to email. Last night, just as I was going to sleep and close my eyes, the Draconian Queen was in my vision. I love this. You know, really and truly, I need to call Spielberg because this week has just been, in fact, every week just gets, it's just more out there. All right. I've seen her before, but more of a side-to-back profile. Last night, she was full head-on looking at me. Her head was adorned with precious stones and jewels. She was very proud and showed me her grandeur. I just looked at her and flooded her with love. I asked if she had any message. I received nothing that I'm aware of. I fell instantly asleep. I did have the sense that she had let go of the fear that she used to instill in everyone. Or have I changed? Perhaps both. I love this. What is the status of the Draconians? Haven't heard much about them lately. My session Friday afternoon was so powerful, an hour after it ended, all the power went out in my part of town. 43,000 people without power for over 4 hours, and they didn't know what caused it. Coincidence, I think not. Our home has never lost power for more than 20 minutes in the whole 30 years that we've lived here.
Good to be queen.
It is. Okay, so, and also she, I sent her a copy of one of Carol Long's channelings for Dear Linda Poe, and because she has 10 casts right now that Carol's doing every one of them, because they are going to be part of a book that they're doing. And this incredible garden that Carol has, and the cats are giving her all the dimensions and where everything is to be placed and how they're all interacting, what their roles are on the planet and with Carol, in addition to other people she's doing. And I have to tell you, people that have gone to her have written me, sent me copies of Carol's work with the animals and so on, because she writes it all out. And I have to tell you, she does two sessions. She does the first communication with the animal, and then the second one is where the people ask questions, and then she does that one as a wrap-up. But I have to tell you, the work is extraordinary, and the animal kingdom is doing things that just, I can't believe how many people are showing up all of a sudden with cats. I talked to one today, and he wasn't going to have any more animals. He was done. And since his last session, he now has 3 cats. So,
oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. No, they're showing up. They have work to do, and they're doing it. Also, Linda's garden, and, you know, this is a time for those of you that tend the garden to know that Linda's garden is kind of connecting to everyone's garden and will be, and so it's going to be quite extraordinary in terms of anchoring energies onto the planet. And, again, part of the network. So do intend it if you have a garden and you love to garden. I'm already seeing it. I have a girlfriend with a garden. I was sitting out there the other night, and, oh, my God, I could feel it in her garden. I was just blown away.
My garden's frozen. Does that count?
I think everything in Wyoming is frozen.
I think so, including myself. Okay, go on.
Yes, okay. So I love this message about the Draconian Queen. And the power outage is really no surprise, as I have constant phone interruptions, especially when I'm doing work with people that are healing and working with the reptilians and the Draconians. It's quite a phenomena. I've had power outages, but they've been kind enough to slow those down a little bit. I think all the pyramids I put all over this house may have helped. And so the way things are right now, a week is like a month. I mean, it's just so jam-packed. It also seems that we are clearing lineage of the creator gods. Now, believe me when I tell you, I have to really stretch as these sessions are unfolding, because we have one person, and I won't use her name because I don't have permission yet, but I don't think she'd mind. But we've been doing a power retrieval on her father that's been really quite extraordinary. And because he comes in every time she does the power retrieval, and he watches and observes and gets very serious. And the last couple of times, I believe, the chain became this ancient relic of very dark gold. And the team indicated that it was Anunnaki. And so they told her to research the Anunnaki. They were careful about how they phrased it, but to research the Anunnakis. And so it was just such an extraordinary experience for her, and because the chain had on every link was rectangular with a hole in the center, and then there were all these hieroglyphs. Well, the hieroglyphs, we didn't know until the one this week. She actually, I think, had 2 sessions this week. That what the team explained is that every link was a library, a full library of information. And she was seeing all of these geometric symbols and codes coming into her and floating around her. And so she did her research and on the Anunnakis, and I told her after the session, I said, don't go into the fear stuff, please. And so she, and the team mentioned to her that she was a warrior. go figure. This woman travels the world and owns a marine company where she does the refurbishing of cruise ships and docks all over the world. I mean, she's a really extraordinary being. And so she started to research. The first thing that she researched was the daughter of, I think it's Enki. Her name was Anna, like this woman's name. And she was a warrior. And I'm like, oh, my God, you can't make this stuff up.
Wow.
So the chain has reappeared in every session. And it's so, she's so in touch with it and the way it feels. This last session, she was just floating out there because it was like she could see this other planet and the lights on the planet and the cities. It was just so beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, it was extraordinary. So, but during one of the sessions, the team indicated that they were there was a clearing. Each of those libraries was history, and a clearing, at least of the Anunnaki lineage. I don't know which are creator gods. I don't know how much else, but as creator gods, certainly they've created life on other planets and done other things. So, again, I continue to see how. God, how pervasive this has become and how expansive it's become. And, you know, nothing surprises me, and even I, my little eyeballs spin after these sessions thinking, holy moly. And as far as the Anunnaki are concerned, lots of people fear them. Bashar has said there's absolutely nothing to fear with the Anunnaki. I am aware of this. I've encountered them in my home. I felt absolutely no fear whatsoever. They are very powerful, tall, definitely no nonsense. They're very supportive of what we're doing in the sessions and the overall work. I had a friend staying with me when they came, Natalia, during one of their visits, and they walked into her bedroom and said, "What business do you have here?" And it was like, freaked her out.
And you're saying that's friendly? I mean,
I don't see the friendly part in that. No, they were. What I got is actually during their visits, I had this dream time experience. And anyway, where I was told that my mother was Anunnaki and that this is why she was so different. And, you know, it was her job in this lifetime to make sure I didn't bond, okay? Because it would have kept me from doing what I came here to do. And she did it very well. She was really a powerful woman. I got her genetics. That's the reason she came in, which I needed. But and I've always thanked her for her genetics, you know, not over the phone or anything because she didn't talk to me. But I, every day it goes through my mind, thank you, Mother, for my genetics. I know they're important. So when I found out that she was my mother, and the dream was very interesting, but I was really quite amazed. Okay, I told you about the Anunnaki. The beloved ones. Okay. It thrills me to do this show and for the team to be ready to talk about this. And I know all of you continue to wonder who you really are, and it's natural curiosity and understandable, and I just happen to not be one of those people. I have a job to do, so I don't worry about it. As part of my personal invocation, though, that I do while going into channel, an invitation is issued to so many levels and dimensions and Christ of ones and gods and goddesses and races, and I mean, it's very involved, and it creates some giant symbol, which I promise you, Squirrel, at some point I will draw out, because I know you were going to say something.
You know me so well.
I do now. I do. So, anyway, as we ascend on the symbol, okay, after going through all the gods and goddesses and this and that, and then and all of the planets and the, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so complex. And you know, I can't do it unless I'm going into channel. That's how interesting it is. I cannot get it right if I'm not going into channel. So at the last piece, we go up and near the end, kind of, and we bring in the nature devic, fairy realms, the animal kingdom, including the dolphins and the whales, the elementals, including earth, fire, air, and water, the angels and archangels, Mikael, Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, the ascended masters, and then above them, as you're climbing up the symbol, are the beloved ones, and then the goddess, and I, and then the final one is God, goddess, all that is, the ineffable, the infinite, and so on. But the team made it very clear that they wanted you all to know that you are beloved ones. That is, and when I do this invocation and I say the beloved ones, the love floods in for everyone. It is, there's so much love there. And so, as I said, the team's been showing me that we are the beloved ones, and this is the reason we are a network. There are more that will come, and each of you will touch others in your own way, and it will continue to spread on Earth and throughout humanity. You know, I often look at Bonnie's book and others to come and see how it's touching other books to come and see how it's touching others, and each of you will do your own unique work that you came to do, and it will carry the energy of the beloved ones. And they will begin to feel that they are beloved as well and reach out to others. That is the network. It's so extraordinary to me. And I've just felt this love all week long so deeply. And, you know, I've had a big glitch this week, and I just kind of moved through it. But even in a state of love, you know, where I could have gone the other way, I didn't. It was like, no, I can't go there. beautiful thing is that we are healing the lineage of other races as well, and that love moves out into the universe and to the multiverse, which I think is just amazing, absolutely amazing. So I encourage all of you to open to this idea and allow your that you truly are a beloved one. And that is, okay, its own essence. The beloved ones are their own essence. You know, so many people are feeling the Christ consciousness, and for some it's new to them, people that we're working with, and they're certainly owning their connection to the goddess and their sorrow at the perceived loss of the goddess. Long ago, and that separation is being healed. And you know, it's interesting, Squirrel, you're talking about Venus tonight and its placement, mm-hmm. and so on, and that's right. Really what was coming to me is that this is a healing not only with a feminine but with a goddess. This is where we got a little messed up, in addition to flooding love, and we've talked about this before, to everyone you encounter, including those places on the planet that are under siege from storms, of course, the Philippines, war, cruel dictators, inequality, hunger. You can and do make a difference when you flood all of them with love. As a beloved one, you can affect outcomes. Please remember that. This is not for your negative ego. This is for you, all of you. And I certainly have taken it in that way, especially this week. I didn't really know what the beloved ones were, even though it's part of my own personal invocation, not one during a session. But I knew that there was this group of beloved ones until the team showed me who the beloved ones really are, and I was really moved. And I have to... even if people are cruel to you, there is always an opportunity to flood them with love. It is the highest form of interaction. Always affirm and ask to be a lantern of the goddess and of God, goddess, all that is. And when you ask for that, it will be. That I promise you. In one session, again with Janet, these golden angels, they were huge, came in from the central sun. And they came forward, and they had tears for us. And their tears were because it was never supposed to be this difficult and painful on Earth. They had so much love for us and for what we're doing as a team, as a network. We are supported in ways we can't even conceive of. Seriously, it keeps being shown to me, and I'm like, oh my God, this is why we came, for our own adventure and to assist in big ways and small to change the course and turn the tide, not as martyrs, but as volunteers. This doesn't mean self-sacrifice or being a savior, but being conscious of how powerful our intentions are, even in the seeming smallest ways. There are no small ways. Janet's really been working with flooding love, and she's ever conscious about doing it on the highway to all the cars driving by. She floods every intersection with love. And, you know, that really struck me because so many people are killed in intersection accidents or maimed and so on and so forth. And it leaves an incredible imprint, and she's been impacted by this. The more she does it, the more she feels it, and which is just a perfect example of how the more we give, the more we receive, never with the intention of that, and yet always with that being the result. It creates a light grid on the planet. It creates love and safety for everyone. And imagine if more people did this, what and could happen, you know. So I, you know, again, I'm a little introspective tonight because I think just even writing about this, I've been looking forward to doing this show and sharing this with everyone and hoping that you can all really take it in and, you know, kind of chew it up a little bit. Even if you can only take it in a little at a time, but the more you flood love actively, the more you're going to feel it. And I hope everybody's doing the chakra activation technique, okay? Because it's so, so, so important right now. I can't get through the day without it. And, you know, I'm always the last and the worst to do things, okay? Not anymore. Because if I don't do it, I get my little hiney handed to me. So I got it now. Because it can be a little difficult at times to be real grounded.
Oh, yeah.
And so I want to also, since I was talking to Squirrel tonight about a technique that I've never talked about before, and this is one years and years and years and years ago that Lazarus did on some paper in a intensive or something, and this is the one that you know, I kind of run things through the team, and this is how they wanted me to do it, but I'm going to share it with you because I think it's so important. When you are in relationship with someone, It can be a friend, it can be a child, it can be a parent, it can be a lover, it can be a spouse, brother, sister, whatever. I do this when I do the chakra activation technique, and I go either, because there are always beings to lead you where they want you to be, and whether it be the grotto or the cave. And and for those of you that are dating, okay, this is really interesting because it will accelerate things forward. And, you know, as humans, we've kind of like wanted to, things to linger and last. And, you know, things are moving so quickly now that it's time to move them through quickly. Anyway, you go in there and the person that you want to do it with, you set your intention before you do the chakra activation, but they're waiting there with their higher self. Your higher self is waiting for you. And you're inside of a circle, in essence, sacred circle. And you begin to shoot your chakras. You begin with the first chakra, a beam of red light coming out towards theirs. Theirs comes out. They merge and then blend together for both of you. You continue with every chakra, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, third eye. When you get to the crown, there's this beautiful fountain of pearlescent white and lilac light that comes shooting out the top of both you and the other person, and then creates a bubble. They join together and create this bubble around you. And then you float up to the most beautiful place that you know, okay, that is beautiful to you, whether it's a place you've seen a photograph of or you've been, and at the top of a mountain, you're there with that person. And if you choose, you can express whatever you choose to express or vision whatever you'd like to vision. But again, it will accelerate things. And I've done this when I've dated people. I wish I'd remember to do it every time. And
yeah, now you tell us, right? I mean,
yeah, right. Now I can tell you. But it really accelerates things. And you may not always like the outcome, but it is always done for the highest good for both people. So that's the intention that you set when you do it. And
Jackie,
yeah.
I have a question. Would you advise doing it with someone that you might be having a difficult time with?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So absolutely.
You know, okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably not a landlord. Well, no, I'm kidding. Only because you don't want to be evicted. But
Good point. You
can't do it. And
okay.
No, I'm being funny. I'm being funny because your intention is for the highest and best for both parties. You don't go into this with the intention of overriding what is the highest and best good for them. Can't do that.
Right.
And it is beautiful, and it does, you will feel it click. I promise you, you will feel it click. And I'm always amazed at how fast it does, and I'm also amazed at how quickly I've forgotten to do this. At times I should have. Which really makes me laugh.
Maybe the time is right now for all of us, right?
I think the time is right, and it's about being
yeah.
conscious as much as possible and, you know, being in a state where letting go of a lot of these old programs and, again, all your astrology, so much of it is around relationship right now. I know relationships are really up. And it's interesting how it can take you to that neutrality of, you know, finally loving yourself and being comfortable with your own boundaries and at the same time loving the other person and, you know, wanting them to be happy as well. And, you know, it's it's really interesting to me because the old ways have just not worked and they're not going to work anymore. We have to do things differently now. I mean, you can choose not to, certainly. It's up to you, but I'd highly recommend that you do. Because I think it's going to be real damned uncomfortable if we don't anymore.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. Now, do we have questions?
We have a question so far.
Okay. So if anybody wants to send in questions, Squirrel, give them your email address.
It's Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net. I'm sure by now everybody knows how to spell squirrel. You may not have known it before we started the show, but you sure do now.
Absolutely. I have three squirrels that hang out on my deck. Yes, I definitely know how to spell squirrel.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Tonight, we bring to you as much love as you are willing to receive. Not able, but willing, willing, willing to receive. There are many gathered with us for this time. To flood each and every one of you with as much love as you can open to. As you are willing, willing to receive. Now, we've been preparing you for quite some time, as have other teachers, etc. About your healing. And the more that you heal, the more love you are capable and willing to receive. And able. We've encouraged you with the healing and lifting of shame, with the integration and embracing your shadow, pulling out all the things you stuffed in there, work with your child and adolescent. Certainly, Lazarus has done so much of this work, and we bless Lazarus and all of them for what they have done. A wonderful body of work there for your choosing. The old energies now of not good enough, not enough, undeservability, failure, flawed. They aren't going to work where you're going, everyone. They never did work, but especially now, as new vistas open up for you. Your child, an adolescent, young adult, etc. Your homework. Nobody gets to slide on this one. It should be a priority for each and every one of you. To love them. To nurture them. Meditatively. To give them all that they desire. so they can be happy in their time and space. They are not theoretical, they are real. Remember that. Bonnie's wonderful work that she's provided and will continue to provide. And so many of you doing such beautiful things. You're all blossoming and being led, many of you, in new directions. You're not certain, all of you, what those are. But you see, you chose to be here in this lifetime. You wanted to be here. Many of you didn't even have to come, but you did. It was your joy. We honor you. We love you. We love to see what you are all creating together. And you've been diligent. Diligent. About your healing and your learning and your growing and giving up all of the limiters that you have. Every day we work with people and the session was 5 days a week. And we are overwhelmed with the beauty that they bring. Not entitlement, the willingness, the openness to change, to grow, to be participants. Because every session that's done is impacting on such a big level. And the gratitude that is held for you, the appreciation that is held for you, is greater than you can ever imagine. And each of you, whether you're consciously aware of it or not, helping one another, holding for one another, and the more conscious you become, the more conscious you become, the more you believe that you have impact, the greater that impact will be. False modesty at this point is not going to serve you, nor will it serve your planet, nor will it serve the universe or the multiverse. This is the reason that so many races are coming in and beings to assist. And it's working, people. Even though you may watch your news and wonder, it is working. It is working. And you have everyone's attention. Even the races that some thought were frightening or scary. Like in Janet's experience when she was going to sleep. Who had changed? She or the Draconian Queen, or both? Of both. The healing of these lineages, yours, humans, as well as others, is creating something so beautiful that even in your wildest imagination, it would be difficult for you to conjure, but we would advise you, again with this flooding of love, from our perspective, you shine so incredibly bright when you do it. You light up. And that light moves throughout the network. Everyone is benefiting, including the places where you're sending that love. This isn't airy-fairy metaphysics. This is impact, responsibility, amplified trust. And the embodiment of love, unconditional love, Christed love. We hope that you can feel from the animal kingdom, from the elementals, from the Devic kingdom, including the fairies and all the races out there, the central sun, parallel lifetimes and dimensions, federations, associations, and councils of the highest love and light. Many planets directly involved because you carry the DNA. Sirius orchestrating. You can't see the acceleration in the same way that we can. But it's working, people. It is working. And for Earth, one of the reasons that the chakra activation technique is important, because of the moments that you take to send the light and love into the Earth, thousands of miles, and then send that light and love across the crystalline grid all around the world. We call it a technique, but it's far more than that. Far more than that. Bringing the love into the heart of Earth actively. And opening your heart even greater. It's what you came to do, people. And we hope now that you're getting more, a bigger picture of the impact that you are having and will have and will continue to have. Because it will spread and spread and spread and spread. Dear Carol in her readings often talks about these packets of light that the animals bring into your life and into the lives of others. They have their work as well. And it's astounding. Not just the cats, the horses, all animals, all beings. Again, during this entire show, you are being flooded, flooded with love. the love of God, the love of Goddess, the love of all that is, and always our love. And so many realms and dimensions you can't imagine. They are gathered here for you tonight. All right, Squirrel, you have a question.
Yes, I do. This question comes from Yolanda, and we didn't get to it last week, so I apologize to her. And she writes, "Dear team, I continue to walk my journey remembering who I really am. I am willing to receive love and assistance of the co-creative force of the universe. Every day I am working hard, opening up to dream big dreams, beautiful dreams, and loving dreams. I see myself growing, but at times I fall into disappointment. But when this happens, I try to change my energy and my beliefs that are blocking me from feeling happy, joy, and prosperous. I would like to know if you have any recommendations on what I can do to continue to grow and create with ease and elegance. With my sincerest love and appreciation, Yolanda."
All right, dear Yolanda. Well, if you're listening to this show tonight, exactly what we're talking about. Learning to flood love all the time. In your car, in the grocery store, at the gym, your yoga class, wherever you are. When you become a vessel, a vehicle of this love, it will permeate everything in your experience. It can be no other way. And from that place, from that space of knowing that you continuously make a difference, again, not through self-sacrifice or as a martyr, but as a vessel, as a vehicle, directing love. Someone's got to do it. The more you do it, the more you'll be filled with it. The higher your frequencies, the greater your resonance, the more of an attractor you become. It's never ending. That, dear Yolanda, is what we would recommend for you. We know that you're working on your beliefs and your techniques and so on and working with Bonnie. But do know, and Bonnie's material, do know that resonance, all right, is so very important. Resonance is the level at which you vibrate. And what raises that vibration? Love. Self-love. Love of others. Being a channel of that love. Actively. Actively. The horrible storms in the Philippines are a perfect place to send love and peace and assistance. Also for the beings that were killed there, helping them cross over. It may sound simple. And you can say, well, I don't know how to do that. But you will know. You will know. By setting your intentions and having compassion, not pity, compassion. Doing what a beloved would do. A beloved would love. It is the natural thing for them to do. To allow that love to flow through them. Again, whether you do it, you know, your apartment building, on the road, wherever. At the kennels where they take all the lost animals. Use your imagination. Where can I flow love today? How can I be of assistance? Knowing that what you're doing also is expanding your own resonance. Because the more love you give, the more love you bring through, the more you're a recipient. There's no way for it not to. I open myself as a channel of God, God is all that is, allowing the love flow through here and here and here and here. Focus. We know many of you have busy lives. Can't remember to always do it, but the more you do it, the more natural it would become. The more natural it will become, the easier it will become.
And we're going to have to wrap up our night now.
All right. Good. Thank you, Squirrel. All right. Thank you, Yolanda. We send our love to you as always. All right, everyone. Tonight, and every time that the channel replays this, you will be the recipient of more love than you could ever imagine if you can open to receive it. Tonight, if you call us in, dear team, God, God is all that is, I open to receive love. To be a channel, a vessel, a vehicle, to anchor love, channel love, and to be love. It will be our joy to spend time with each and every one of you. Know that we love you, and we honor your journeys more than you can imagine. Squirrel, we thank you for your participation tonight, as always.
Oh, my pleasure.
Your joyful, wonderful presence, we appreciate so much. And to our dear channel as well. And to the radio station for facilitating this. And dear Seth as well, wherever he is. Our unconditional love to each and every one of you. Until we speak with you again in this form.
Namaste. Good night, everyone. You're still there. We love you.